On Sunday, December the 20th, I was having dinner with one of my friends, and I said to my friend, you know, it's crazy. I've been visiting the sick this whole year, 2020, going to hospitals, and when I was finally able to go to nursing homes, I was visiting nursing homes, and I've yet to get COVID or even be exposed to COVID. I said, this is crazy. And so I went to bed that night, and I woke up Monday morning, December 21st, with a text message from Father Joe, my associate pastor. He said, hey, man, I have COVID. And I was like, oh, man, no. And so, you know, we live together. We have meals together. So even though I got tested and I was negative, I still had to quarantine. And I had to quarantine for the entirety or for the majority of the Christmas season for 2 weeks. So I missed the Christmas masses, the Sunday masses, the New Year's masses. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, like, why now? Because I had so many plans. I had so many plans for Christmas. So I asked God in prayer, you know, why? Why did you invite me to be quarantined during this really busy and important season for our community? And I just perceived the Lord share with me in prayer, because for Christmas, what he wanted was he just wanted to be with me. He said, all I want for Christmas is you. I just want to be with you for Christmas, for the season. So I was able to be with God. So I moved out the rectory since Father Joe was sick, and I moved into the Full of Grace Cafe, and I brought the tabernacle with me. So I had the Eucharist with me every single day. I had my Bible, so I was able to sit in God's presence. I was able to look at Jesus as Jesus looked at me. I was able to read God's word without distractions, without being concerned with whether or not I was going to get a phone call to go visit someone or do some work in the community, because I couldn't go anywhere. I was there with just Jesus, he and I. And it was like the best Christmas ever. Whenever I got out of quarantine, a lot of people share with me, like, there's something different about you, Father Josh. There's something different about the way you're preaching. There's something different about the way you're reacting to some situations that are presented before you. There's just something different about you. I was transformed. I was transformed by God simply because I spent more intentional time with God in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. There's no way that any of us could ever seek God's presence and go before the Lord's presence, whether it's in an adoration chapel or in our homes with our Bibles. There's no way that any of us can place ourselves before the Word inscribed, the Sacred Scriptures, or the Word made flesh, the Blessed Sacrament, and not be transformed by God. This happened in the Old Testament. Moses, the man who wrote the first 5 books of the Bible, who gave us the 10 commandments, he went away from his people for a time being to be with God on the top of the mountain. And when he came down from his encounter with God, from being alone with God one-on-one, he had a glow about him. There was something different about him. It was nothing that he did. It's what God did to him, because he gave God time and presence. He showed up to God, and God did all the work. The apostles, the same thing. They showed up to God. For 9 days, they committed intentional, consistent time with God, and then they were filled with the grace of God to go out and to transform their world. This past week, we had a priest who came down to speak to the priest for the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and one of the things he shared with us, he said, the most important pastoral ministry any priest, any diocesan priest who is a pastor can do for his people is pray. Is spend time set aside with God in the chapel to pray. Not just pray for his people or about what should happen in the parish for his people, but just to pray to be with God. Because when we go away to pray and be with God, we ourselves are transformed, and then we are able to enter into a very messy world, a very broken society, a very chaotic culture. We're able to enter into that mess and transform it from within, just like Jesus entered into the mess of the cross and transformed it by entering into it. We can only bring the love and the mercy, the forgiveness, the healing, the grace of God to the world if we go to God and spend time with Him to receive first. We cannot give what we don't have. I think all of us are very much aware that this past year in 2020, and now we're in 2021, it's been just an extremely chaotic season for all of us. Our nation is divided. The world is divided. There's fighting. There's bickering. There's anger. There's wrath. There's cursing. There's judgment. There's all these vices are on the top of the surface right now. And our culture is so divided. We will not be able to respond to the brokenness of our world if we have not received God's grace first. So how many of us are intentionally and consistently seeking the Lord out to receive from Him? Whenever the coronavirus pandemic first began last year, and in March, everything was shut down, right? The churches were shut down. The adoration chapels were shut down. Like, everything was shut down. How many of us ever thought that we would live to see something like that happen in this country? We certainly saw it happen in China. We've seen it happen in Mexico. We've seen it happen in Poland. But I don't think anyone ever imagined in the United States of America, we would not be able to worship God together at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Not for like a week or 2 weeks. This went on for months. Adoration chapels across the nation were closed. People who wanted to just go and see Jesus weren't able to go and visit with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And I kept hearing from people over and over again through emails and phone calls during that time, I didn't realize how much I took the Eucharist for granted. I didn't realize how much I would just say, I'll go to Mass next week. I'll go to Adoration another time. I'm going to go hunting this week. I have a ball game with my kids this week. I'm going to go fishing. I have all these other good things to do this week. I'll always have Mass available to me. And then we didn't have Mass. We didn't have adoration. Priests were celebrating Mass for y'all. Priests were praying in adoration chapels for y'all. But the lay people, the body of Christ in our community, was deprived of the Eucharist for months. Many of us never thought this would happen. It is important that we pay attention to these words from the Bible, from the prophet Isaiah. He says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Do we recognize that the Lord may not be found in a few months? Like right now, if we're just being honest with ourselves, looking at society, the cases of the coronavirus are rising right now. It's just statistics, right? A lot of people might not be necessarily dying from it in our community, but the hospitals are getting overwhelmed. If the hospitals continue to get overwhelmed, what do you think the government's going to do? To go back to phase one, probably, right? You go back to phase one, what happens to phase one? This church's doors are shut. Adoration Chapel is not open. That's not a good thing for our community, right? We won't be in the presence of the Eucharist. We need the Eucharist to respond to the chaos of our world. So now we need to ask ourselves this question. Have I been prioritizing time with God? To receive from God, not just in Scripture, but first and foremost at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on Sundays. And beyond that, have I gone to sit with Him in the Adoration Chapel? We have this new Adoration Chapel we open up in December. And on Thursdays and Fridays, we have a number of people who are there adoring the Lord. But the rest of the week, it's pretty empty. Jesus Christ is just waiting there for someone to come to seek Him. While He may be found there, He may not always be there. If anything was taught to us in 2020, is that we cannot take anything for granted anymore. We cannot take Mass for granted. We cannot take adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for granted. No matter how busy life may get, no matter how many things may be going on, we really need to try our best to go and be with God. Just to be with Him. We don't have to worry about what we're going to pray when we get there. We don't have to worry about if we have our Bible with us or our rosary. But to sit in His presence and give Him time is enough. The greatest saints who have preceded us in our walk toward eternity, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or St. John Paul the Great, or St. Martin de Porres, or St. Maximilian Kolbe, all these great saints lived during very chaotic times. They lived in very dysfunctional cultures that were divided. And they were able to be used by God to transform those cultures that they lived in. Because in the midst of the craziness of their lives, in the midst of the busyness of their lives, they all prioritized time to be in the presence of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. They sought Him out while He was able to be found. We too are being invited by God to become the saints of this generation. We look at the craziness of the world and we say, what's going to happen this year? It's up to us. We are the solution for all the problems in the world. We are the bridge between the world and healing. If we ourselves first go to God to receive His healing, we are the solution. The church is the solution. But the church, the body of Christ, must go to Jesus first while He is available to us. And if we go to God while He is available to us, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever time we can give to God, if we go to be with God in His presence, He will transform us. Whether or not we feel anything while we're in the chapel, or we get any great insights, or we have any moments or whatever, if we just go and be with God, we will begin to think like Him, speak like Him, see like Him, hear like Him, and act like Him. If we go in the presence of God, we will receive from Him, and then we can go out into the world and share Him. And He, Jesus Christ, who we share, will then transform our culture, and He will build a civilization of love. So in this new year of 2021, that will probably be filled with a lot of unexpected things that were not part of our plan, while we have God available to us, let us prioritize time with God so we can receive from Him and share Him with our world. We can be transformed by Him and then used by Him to transform our land that we live in into a civilization of love and a bayou of saints.